Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The National High School Rodeo is just over 3 weeks away, and Camplex is looking for volunteers to fill roughly 500 shifts out of almost 1,500 necessary to put on the rodeo. According to the news record, areas that could use the most help are night shifts, where volunteers help check in contestants, horse and RV check-in, and gate monitors. Those areas need to be staffed at all times, since contestants can roll in at any hour. Anyone wanting to give some time can go to cowboyvolunteer.com and see the volunteers' needs section at the bottom of the page. Planned athletics programs at Gillette College have been approved by the National Junior College Athletic Association. The application put forth by the Gillette Community College District was approved by the Board of Regents, which means the college will return to competing in Region 9. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A call to a domestic dispute ended with a Gillette man being shot by sheriff's deputies. The news record reports that Tuesday morning, the owner of a home in the 1500 block of Palomino Road called the sheriff about a fight at her residence, and when deputies arrived, they met Andrew Crenshaw outside the house. As the deputies spoke with Crenshaw, he grabbed a shotgun, refused to comply with the deputy's orders, and pointed the weapon at them. Officers responded by firing on Crenshaw, wounding him. He was taken to the hospital and treated. Pending an investigation, the three deputies involved were put on administrative leave. There are still summer lawn crew jobs open with the Campbell County School District. Applicants must be at least 16, have a valid driver's license, and pass a physical. For more information, go to campbell.tedk12.com. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.